Genesis 7. Yahweh said to Noah, "Come with all your household into the ship, for I have seen your righteousness before me in this generation. You shall take 7 pairs of every clean animal with you, the male and his female. Of the animals that are not clean, take 2, the male and his female. Also of the birds of the sky, 7 and 7, male and female, to keep seed alive on the surface of all the earth. In 7 days I will cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Every living thing that I have made I will destroy from the surface of the ground." Noah did everything that Yahweh had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came on the earth. Noah went into the ship with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives because of the flood waters. Clean animals, unclean animals, birds, and everything that creeps on the ground went by pairs to Noah into the ship, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. After 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day, all of the fountains of the great deep were burst open, and the sky's windows were opened. It rained on earth for 40 days and 40 nights. In the same day, Noah and Shem, Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered into the ship. They and every animal after its own kind, all the livestock after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. Pairs from all flesh with the breath of life in them went to Noah into the ship. Those who went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. Then Yahweh shut him in. The flood was 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and lifted up the ship, and it was lifted from above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ship floated on the surface of the water. The waters rose very high on the earth, and all the high mountains that were under the whole sky were covered. The waters rose 15 cubits higher, and every mountain was covered. All flesh died that moved on the earth, including birds, livestock, animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man. All on the dry land in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life died. Every living thing was destroyed that was on the surface of the ground, including man, livestock, creeping things, and the birds of the sky. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him on the ship. The waters flooded the earth 150 days.